Well, according to AccuWeather.com, another polar vortex deep freeze may be on the way. But at least they say this one would not be as bad as the last one.
Wonderful.
I don't know if anyone really wants another one.
No,
though, do we
don't at all.
Show of hands?
None. Nothing.
Nothing, no.
Other stuff that happened at the Golden Globes last night, pretty good show. Hosts Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, they had some good jokes last night, like Gravity is nominated for Best Film. It's the story of how George Clooney would rather float away into space and die than spend one more minute with a woman his own age. Meanwhile, Emma Thompson was most definitely intoxicated. Jennifer Lawrence photobombed Taylor Swift. Jacqueline Bisset, she was a hot mess when she accepted for Best Supporting Performance in a series, miniseries, or television film. She had trouble finding the right words, seemed emotional, and went on forever. And she refused to get off the stage. But if you missed the Golden Globes, I would definitely check out some of the clips because it was a very good show.
A new study has found that names associated with being the best husbands and wives, the best husband names are David, Andrew, Daniel, Paul, and John. And the best wife's names are Katie, Sophia, Louise, Sarah, and Emily.
How is that determined?
I don't know. This is a study that came out of England, and they just they ranked husbands and wives on how kind and generous and thoughtful they were, and then came up with the names that they said had the highest scores.
Alrighty then. Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. American Hustle came in at number five with bringing in another $8.6 million. The new movie Legend of Hercules came in at number four with $8.6 million. Wolf of Wall Street brought in another $9 million at number three. Frozen still racking up some big money, $15.1 million. And the new number one movie at the box office, Lone Survivor, made $38.5 million this weekend.
Couple of random facts to wrap up our stack of leftovers. Fewer people died from lightning in the U.S. last year than ever before, or at least since they started keeping accurate records back in 1940. There were 23 deaths last year. The previous low was 26 in 2011. And Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew originally invented by two brothers in Tennessee who were looking for something different to mix with their whiskey. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.